Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia and as always I'm excited to spend this time with you. Wishing you all a happy, happy Friday. I know I get excited when it's Friday for two reasons. One, because I don't have to work the weekends, and two, because every other Friday is payday. So yay, that's something to be excited about. I hope you guys have awesome plans for this weekend. We're almost getting close. The summer is almost over. No, I know my son started school this past Monday, so I was like, oh my gosh, that's how you know like the summer is almost over. But if you're new here to NMA, I want to welcome you. You can make your home here at NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds, where our desire is to inspire, our desire is to uplift, to encourage, and to empower you through the Word of God. But NMA is not alone. I am honored to be a part of an amazing podcast network. And this is through A History with God Ministries. You can go to www.ahistorywithgod.org, scroll down and click on our podcast network. You will find the Who's Your Daddy Godcast featuring Frank and Christina Sasso, Become a Light Podcast by Pastor Larry and Yovana, Logos, Heart of God and a Mind of Christ with Andy, Voice of One by Terrence, Secret Refuge Podcast by Shane. My podcast is also on there. And finally, you have Bella and Me, which is a really fun kids show with lots of great messages. So this is an awesome podcast network, guys. And it honestly has everything that you're looking for. This is like a one-stop shop podcast because you have something that's geared towards women. You have something that's geared towards children. If you want to hear the history of God, everything is in here for you. So I pray the podcast touches your life and may you continue to grow in the Word. Now, how can you get in contact with us here at NMA? You can visit us online at www.laviniajohnson.com, where our podcast is also posted on there every Friday. We are also on Facebook and Twitter at No Man Allowed and on Instagram at Empowering God's Beloveds. So let's jump right into today's topic. Yay. So on this very day, I'm excited to welcome back Kennedy because I remember we were talking about, you know, marriage and family last podcast. So and I was like, I have to have him back so we can talk about the second part of that podcast, which we were going to talk about finances. So if you are interested to find out about like finances and things that you can do to kind of better your finances, and no matter walk of life that you are in, this is a podcast for you today because that's what we're going to talk about. So it's, again, it's a continuation of the podcast, our previous podcast. And if you have not heard it, I urge you to go do so. There's content for each and every single person. So I hope you enjoy. So yes, go ahead and click back before you listen to this podcast and listen to our previous podcast, and we will pick up where we left off. So hi, Kennedy.
Hey.
How are you?
Wonderful.
How was your day today?
Long, but good.
Yeah. Did you do anything special?
That's relative.
Okay. All right, so I remember we were talking about family, we were talking about finances. Well, we got through the family part.
Yeah.
And the marriage part, but we didn't really get to talk about finances.
That we didn't.
Yeah, because we ran out of time.
Yes, but if you go back to the last podcast we did together, mm-hmm. I remember it was my suggestion to mention something about finances, and you said, no, let's do it, save it for this podcast.
Right, so because it would have been too long.
Yeah, but I think the listeners would have liked to get a snippet, you know, like an appetizer.
Well, this is an appetizer and a whole meal and a dessert and all dessert, in one right? podcast, right? Okay. So, yeah, so glad to have you back always because Kennedy's like my biggest supporter, guys, because like he's like my biggest fan. Just always keeps me motivated and keeps me going.
You don't mean that literally like I'm your biggest fan, right?
No, like not as in big as in huge, okay. No, but you're like...
Thought you were coming at my, at the way I eat food.
I mean, I like to eat. If the shoe fits.
Hey. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
No, but seriously, like, you know, thank you for like always supporting me, man. There's times when I want to sleep in or... I want to go to bed early, but Kennedy's always there to be like, hey, no, you can't go to sleep because because people are listening to the podcast. So thank you for reminding me the purpose.
That's a service, civil duties.
Right. So, yeah. So today we're talking about finances. And I want to start by asking you, what does money mean to you?
What does money mean to me? Money... means to me it's a tool that you use to you can use to be a blessing to someone. So an easy example is if you needed $10
right
to get you some gas to get you from work to home, and I had $20, I give you $10, and now I just use it as a tool or a channel, you know, however you want to call it, to help you get going, get to where you have to go.
Right.
I think of money like that.
As a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'm a little bit different because growing up, we didn't really have a lot of money because, you know, I was raised by a single parent. So okay. We didn't really have a lot of money. And, you know, my mom didn't really let us work because we were, like, so young. And to her, she just felt like we should... just be enjoying life instead of worrying about money at such a young age. So to me, money comes and money goes. And that's how I look at money. And, you know, just throughout life, and I'm looking at like my track record and I'm seeing like money is not of big value to me because I never really had money in my life for it to just now all of a sudden be like a huge, you know, like value in my life. And I feel like the reason why it's like that is because, yeah, I didn't have money. We never had like allowances. Like I know a lot of parents do like the allowances or they do that. If you do your chores, I'll give you $10. We didn't have that. Right, we just do your chores and that was it. Like there was no payment for doing chores. Right. I wish we did, but there was no payment for doing chores. Yeah. So money is just something that you hold on and you let go. So I don't necessarily value money that much.
It's good. I mean, the fact that you said like, something that you hold on and let go. You don't want to hold too tight to money anyway.
Right.
Because when everything is said and done, when you die, you're not taking anything with you, including your money.
Yeah.
So whether you're a millionaire or somebody living from paycheck to paycheck, that all that money that you've made or whatever you're making, you're not taking that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you're not taking anything else with you. And so you shouldn't hold too tightly to money. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I think it was important for us to start because I feel like in life you have to ask yourself, like, what does money mean to me? Mm-hmm. To kind of understand what your spending is like.
Mm-hmm.
I had to understand what money means to me so I can kind of see like, okay, well, how am I with my finances?
Yeah.
Because of what money means to you. Because depending on what money means to you, that's how you tend to operate with your finances. Like for me, because I don't find value in money, like I could spend money just like it's nothing. Like I know I have like 50 shirts at home, but I see a shirt and I'm thinking, hey, it's on sale, and I'm thinking I need to get it because to me, like, money is just not of value.
When you but, say,
but maybe it's because it's what you can get with the money that's more valuable to me.
Okay.
Maybe not as much as you used to when I was younger.
So wait, hold on. Let me get this straight. You're saying like money itself, like the green dollar bill itself is not as valuable as what it can get for you?
Right.
Is that what you mean when you say money is not a value?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe expound just a little bit more.
Well, I look at it this way. I mean, the scriptures talk about that where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I remember like that, you know, my heart was... in money.
Stuff, right?
Yeah, like with the stuff that I bought or with money or stuff like that. As I've gotten older, I've learned that, you know, my heart actually belongs somewhere else. Like, my heart belongs to Jesus. Okay. So now my value is not that I thank God definitely for, like, my car and my kids, everything, like, my house, everything. I thank God for it. Mm-hmm. But that's not necessarily, like, where my heart is, as in if I was to lose my car, that I'll go crazy.
Yeah.
So that's really what I mean when I say that. It's not that I don't care about it. Right. Obviously, we need money to get from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. But my heart is not fully there for it. Like, mm-hmm. that's not where I keep, where I treasure, like, where my treasures are.
Right, you don't get caught up with it.
Yeah, I don't get caught up with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so talking about that, so we're going to go ahead and just get into the topic for today, because we're just talking about money, and I feel like it was a good place to start, like I said, to kind of know
mm-hmm.
how you value money and where your head is at with money, because then that's how you'll know to figure out your spending patterns or how you spend money and where your money goes. So now we know that you use money as a tool, mm-hmm. and I use money maybe also like a tool. Yeah. Because
I feel like that's really what it's supposed to be used for. Anything else, I don't know, it can probably mess you up.
Yeah.
If you think of money more than what it really is, right? It's supposed to be used to purchase stuff, to improve your life, make other people happy. When you start to look at it more than that and start to, you know, love it more than what it's for,
right?
It's gonna mess you up.
Right. Because the Bible talks about the love of money is the root of all evil.
Right.
So it's not money itself that's evil.
No, money itself is not evil. If you have a lot of money, it's still not evil. If, like, you're a billionaire, that doesn't make you evil. It's the love of money, like how you were saying before.
Mm-hmm.
You used to treasure money. You used to treasure money, like treasure the stuff that it can get for you, that you're so caught up with it that
it kind of controls you.
It definitely can control you.
Right.
Because, you know, the Bible says that you can't serve God or mammon, and mammon is like the name of like a money god, I guess. But that's the way I can describe it. Pretty much money is a god. When you start to love it, and you start to, like, idolize it,
right,
just like you can idolize anything else, money can become a god.
Mm.
And, you know, that's why you don't want to love it, like you're saying. You want to hold loosely to it, because, again, you're not going to have it with you when you die. That thing, money is going to perish on earth with everything else when the world gets destroyed and remade again.
Right. Yeah, but I completely understand what you're talking about. And again, these are just some tips. These are some tips that we've implemented in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And just bringing it out to you guys so that it can help somebody out there. Maybe you're struggling with money, or
mm-hmm.
you need a little bit of help. I mean, we always need a little bit of help, especially in the finances. I mean, life interruptions happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be planning to go on vacation and maybe you lose a job. Yeah. Or you could be trying to save for something else and you blew a tire. I mean, these are things that happen to people. That's happened to us, where we're like saving towards something and it's like, here goes a tire and here's something else. And so these are just tips that are meant to help you and kind of guide you along in life as you go on. And again, these are tips that we've also implemented in mm-hmm. our lives that have worked.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so this is for you guys. And the first thing that I would say, like with us, like mm-hmm. we meet every 2 weeks to mm-hmm. talk about our finances.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, like, if you're in a relationship or you're by yourself, I would say schedule a time to meet to review your finances, review what's coming in, what's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We do that every 2 weeks. It's just for right now because, you know, we have a lot going on, but every 2 weeks we meet, we review our finances.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about what's coming in. We talk about what's going out. We talk about what we need to
pay.
Right.
Yeah, what we need to save for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been great to help kind of shine a light in an area that's been in darkness. Mm-hmm. And I only say that because there's a couple of times that I've asked for like financial advice from people, and people are like afraid to talk about like finance. Like they'll give you advice on marriage and they'll say this, but when you ask them about money, they'll be like, now all of a sudden it's like, that's an area that you cannot talk about. But we want to shine a light in that area, because if you look at the rates, like money can really cause damages in a lot of marriages.
You have to talk about money.
Yes, you have to talk about it. Put your pride aside. One of the things that we do is like, you come home, you get paid, you lay out your paycheck. Like, this is how much I brought in this week.
Let me say this before I forget.
Okay.
You want to get a handle on money before it can get a handle on you.
Right.
Because if it gets a handle on you and your relationship, it's going to be a very rocky relationship. So you want it the other way around. You want to get a handle on money.
The first tip is actually to create a financial calendar. So like I was saying, for us, we meet every 2 weeks to talk about the finances so that we know exactly where our money is going and when it's going. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I would also say is to meet with yourself, meet with your spouse. If you're living with a roommate, meet with a roommate. Mm-hmm. Talk about you guys' finances. You just never know. And you don't want money to be the reason of like a divorce, which I know money is one of the biggest reasons why people divorce or why friendships break apart.
Yes.
But why don't we shine a light in this area that's causing so much damage? Mm-hmm. We want to shine a light in this area that's causing so much damage. So that's why we're talking about it today. So first thing is to create a financial calendar. And that's pretty much means long-term goals, short-term goals. What are you planning to do this year? If we're planning to buy a house, that's the main focus. This is what we're saving towards. Short-term goal could be like, maybe we want to go on vacation in 3 months. That's more of like a short-term. So let's save as much as we can so we can have this vacation the next 3 months, or we're just putting money aside for a rainy day. But make sure that you have a calendar in place. If there's a plan, if there's something that you're looking towards, there should be some long-term and short-term goals that's already put in place to kind of keep you in check. And then you go back and check it out to just make sure, like, is everything okay? Where am I lacking? What more do I need? So, yes, so that would be tip number one. Tip number two is...
track your net worth.
And pretty much tracking your network again is just setting in place, like, how much do I make? So you're keeping track every month or every 2 weeks or every week that you get paid. You're keeping track of what's coming in. You need to know how much is coming in so you can know how much is coming out. A lot of apps and a lot of, like, if you have a smartphone, there's so much technology out there that we should not be clueless of what we have coming in and what we have going out. Because there's so much stuff like QuickBooks, or there's a lot of apps. I mean, we have apps. It's kind of like QuickBooks, where you can kind of input in all your bills. It'll calculate like your monthly expense. And then you put in how much you make a month. And then it'll calculate for you and tell you, okay, this is how much you could save. This is how much you have left over and what you want to do with it. So keep track of not just your net worth, but how much you're also spending. I think, like, it's very important.
Another thing that we've done is put all the bills, dates that we have on the calendar. So, like, for example, the first will be, like, rent.
Right.
And then, like, the sixth is the phone bill.
Right.
Put all of every bill that you have, put that on the calendar. And then what we've done was put, like, reminders on the calendar to remind us a week before that bill date. So if you're a person that has, like, 8, 9, 10 different bills to pay, you're not going to remember all those bills when you're supposed to pay them every month. So a week reminder before paying that bill, that's what we did. And then also put, like, another two-day reminder. That's what I'm doing. And that's been helping me, because now I'm not getting caught off guard when the bill comes up, and I'm just able to plan ahead with that.
Or you don't accidentally spend the money either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it helps with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's all part of just being responsible. The next thing I would say, like, when it comes to, you know, working on your finances, is always to set a budget.
You have to have a budget. No ifs, ands, or buts. No excuses. You have to have a budget. If you want to get a handle of your money, you have to set a budget. You have to know, how much you're making by tracking that net worth. And you have to know how much you have to spend when it comes to the bills, when it comes to, like, the food that you eat, when it comes to the gas. You have to know how much you're spending. And you need to see, is what I'm spending, is what I'm putting out, more than what I'm making?
Right.
Or is it less? Because if it's less, then that's good. Now you know you can save. But if it's more, then that's a reason to why you feel like you're having to live paycheck to paycheck. And you're just not able to have enough money for yourself. Because you're actually putting out more than you're making. Mm-hmm. And how else would you know that unless you had a budget and you see how much you're making going against what you're having to pay?
Right.
Stuff like that. You have to have a budget.
Yeah, always.
Yep.
And I also think that in helping with your finances, you have to consider having, like, cash payments. One important key that I learned is that cash is still king. So just having, like, the tangible, like, the paper money is still king and it still works. I mean, I know nowadays a lot of, you know, our way of making payments is fast and easy because it is on a card.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about carrying money or carrying change anymore because everything just swipe and go, swipe and go. Mm-hmm. But the problem is just swiping and go is you can also lose track of how much you're spending. I know one of the things that I had to do when it came to shopping, because sometimes I can go shopping and I'm like, oh, I like that shirt, but I like that shirt too, and that one. Let me get all three. By the time you know it, I plan to spend maybe $25 and now I've spent $60. Mm-hmm. Now I'm at a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started doing was I would take cash to the store. So let's say I know I want to buy a shirt. I know I saw it 2 weeks ago. It was $25. Well, I'm going to go into the store with $26, exactly how much change I need to get me that shirt. Mm-hmm. And I will get me that shirt only. Mm-hmm. And because I've carried just cash, it's allowed me not to spend any more money.
Yeah,
unless maybe I see something else that I like that's within the same $25.
Right.
Then I can get that. But that can also help save you on overspending and also save you so much stress if you're like to spend money like really quick like that.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I would say, like as a tip, is that you have to allow yourself a break. And by that I mean you have to give yourself a chance to spend money, but in a healthy way. So reward yourself.
So like treat yourself out.
Yeah. So treat yourself out. I know one thing that we've done is that we have leisure money.
Yeah. So, but we have leisure money because we budgeted.
Right.
So when she says treat yourself out, she doesn't mean take your phone bill money and go buy something else nice for you and then not pay for your phone. No. You still have money set aside for the phone and all your other stuff, but then you also have money set aside just for your pleasure.
Right.
Just to, reward yourself.
Right. And that, and again, like you said, that's budgeted in. That's leisure money that's budgeted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's factored in our budget, our total budget. So I know that if I get, like, let's say $60 a week to just spend on whatever, I know that if there's ever time, so that way it's like you're not depriving yourself.
Yeah.
So then it won't cause you to overspend either because, and if I want to get something that maybe is not in our budget, but I have my leisure money and maybe I've been saving that, I'll be able to get it without a problem.
Yeah.
So definitely allow yourself, budget in a way that you can also be able to, you know, reward yourself for your good things because, you know, life, you need rewards to kind of keep you on track. So don't just be strict.
Keep you on track. Keep you excited about staying on track.
Right.
For doing so good, you know, month to month, not missing your bills and whatnot. And so, yeah, it gets you excited. So real quick about the budget thing again. It's really easy to create a budget. Mm-hmm. And there's like so many different websites you can just go look up online. Just go on Google and just say how to create a simple budget if you don't know exactly where to start. Yeah, and you don't know what to write down, just look it up online. You can find something
right.
to help you do that budget. So, yeah, you wanted to say the next one?
Yeah. So one other very important part of spending money and just spending in general is to love yourself. When you love yourself, you respect yourself. And you know exactly who you are. You're grounded on who you are. You're not going to spend money just like anybody else spends money. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. At some point of your life, you have to get to the point where you love yourself enough to tell yourself, no, I don't need this right now. Maybe later, but I don't need this right now because I have to take care of other things.
Yep.
So it doesn't come from a selfish place. So learn to love yourself. Learn to love what you have. Be appreciative of what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Bible talks about in all things give thanks. So if you are living to paycheck right now, but you have food on the table, you have a roof over your head, thank God for that. Or if you're living in abundance right now, and maybe you're like, well, I want the next best thing, thank God for where you're at. And it all comes from loving yourself and knowing who you are. So I want to encourage you guys to just, you know, take these tips, and I hope they help
you. There's another tip. You forgot.
Saving. What's the other tip? Saving, yes. Save your money.
Well, you have to save money. Not yeah. save all your money, of course.
Oh, yeah, not all your money.
But that's also another big tip. You have to save for, like you
said.
Rainy day. Yeah, for the rainy day, exactly. Like, because life is going to have its hiccups. And you don't want to have all your money budgeted for A, B, and C and forget that E is still coming up,
right.
which is, again, the rainy day situations.
Mm-hmm.
You want to save. You can start off with something. You don't have to start off with something grand like $100 every week or every paycheck. You can start off with
even $5.
Yeah, start off with $5.
And have it grow. You can continue to make it grow.
Yeah, no. I was saying there's an app. I think it's called Stash. I think that's what it's called. And it's an app that helps you to save your money. And over time, if you keep on saving for a good while, you know, you're gonna have enough money again for those rainy days. But yeah, you have to save too as well, because if you don't, then you're going to have to pull out of your budgeted money
right.
to take care of something else. Then you get into a deficit of that other place that you took your money out of.
And then somehow it always just turns into a snowball effect.
Yeah.
When one thing affects another, and then it affects another, and before you know it, it's,
mm-hmm.
you're filled with frustration, you're filled with stress. So I really do hope, like, these tips will help you out. Make gradual steps, like small steps towards becoming a better financially stable, or just financially in general.
Yeah.
Know that the Lord wants us to all live in abundance, but we also have to be smart about what we have. So be smart about your spending. Be wise about, you know, what's coming in and what's coming out. I so badly, like, I really do encourage you guys, like, if you're a couple or you're in a relationship, to talk about your finances. Talk mm-hmm. about it. I know Kennedy.
And pray about it, too.
Right, and pray about it. I know one thing that Kennedy always tells me is that there's no such thing as over-communication. So if you keep talking about it, you keep talking about it, it's always there. Let's talk about this. Even when he doesn't feel like it, okay, then please listen.
Mm-hmm.
Then please just listen, hear me out. But I encourage couples especially to do that. That's something that should be, like, on the table, like, open to discuss and open to talk about at all times. And I believe that when you it helps to pray about it. Well, it helps to pray in general, but to pray about your finances, because one thing that I definitely do respect is the fact that I can come to you with a request, and because Kennedy is like yielded to the Spirit, that there's certain like if I want to give, mm-hmm. I can come up to Kennedy and I'll ask him, hey, so-and-so is just having a really rough time. Can we give? And because Kennedy is also yielded to the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
he'll be, like, compassionate, or what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, you'll see where I'm coming from. And it's not
the right word.
Right. And it's not like we'll be fighting over giving money, because then it you miss the point then, you
yeah.
know.
Wait, what's the point?
So, what I'm trying to say is because you're also, like, we're kind of alike when it comes to giving and stuff like that, so...
Oh, you mean like-minded, right?
Right, yeah. Like-minded when it comes to giving to others, mm-hmm. So it's not a hard thing for me to come to you and ask you, like, okay, well, we made a little bit extra money because you worked overtime, but, mm-hmm. you know, like, our neighbor's suffering, can we help them out? And that's something that you can do, too, but it comes from being stable in general to begin with, to be able to give, so...
And... Oh, sorry, were you done with that, or you were going to say something else?
No, you're fine.
Oh, okay. And the first tip, like the one, the tip before the first tip.
Mm-hmm. Which is what tip?
Is tithing.
Oh, yes.
You don't want to forget about God's house.
Yes, that comes first.
First and foremost. And that should also be a part of your budget.
Right.
That should be within your budget. The tithing part. The saving part, the bills part, and like the how do you call it? The you said liaison money? No.
Leisure.
Leisure, yeah.
Where did I get that word from? What is that?
Oh, jeez.
Leisure
money. I don't know where I got that. Yeah. I don't know where I got that. I think the names sound alike, so I got confused.
All right, so I really do hope that these tips will help you. Yes, remember...
Wait, we could expound on the tithing.
On the tithing? Well, it's just a tithe. You give to the house of the Lord.
10%.
10% of your... Whatever you bring in goes to the Lord.
First and foremost, the Bible says to honor the Lord with the first fruits. And also remember that God has given us money, the resources... has put that resource in our hands, and he expects us to be good stewards with all the money that he has given us. So whether you're making thousands or millions or hundreds or whatever you're making, God expects you to be a good steward with it, and he can't increase it if he sees that you're taking for granted what he's already given to you.
Right.
So ask the Lord to give you wisdom on how to just steward finances too, because that's really important. How to steward the finances.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. So yeah, and I think that was about it, right?
There's
so much, but we only have so much time.
Oh man!
But you know what? This could open up.
Is it that time again?
It is that time to say goodbye. That's you, but you know, it's the podcast. But as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We thank God for you. We honestly do. Thank God for you guys. Thank you for each and every single person that listens. Mm-hmm. Know that we pray for you. And we pray that God will touch you at whatever point of life that you are in. We love to interact with you. So please send us all your questions, your comments. And we'll be happy to hear from you and answer them. And until next time, remember that we serve one God, which is Jesus. We have one enemy, which is the devil. So let us always work together to build each other up for the glory of the kingdom of God. Until next time, guys, have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.